And welcome to the Prayer Closet. Hi, I'm April in for Tommy this morning. And the Prayer Closet is the time that we take out of each and every weekday to bring your needs, cares, and concerns, to quote Tommy, to the Lord. And if you've got a prayer request or even a praise report, we want to be able to come alongside you in a community and be safe. You don't have to worry about your name being read out loud over the air, but I want to give you the opportunity to be prayed for, and you can do so one of two ways. You can either email prayer@yeshome.com, that's prayer@yeshome.com, or you can call the office at 419-389-0893, that's 419-389-0893. Well, let's go ahead and we can go to the Lord in prayer right now. And Lord, we just thank you for today. We thank you that you are a God who just watches and sees over each and every one of us. So I just pray over our listeners right now, whatever their needs are, that they will be met, Lord. And if there's some celebration, Lord, a prayer request that is turned into a praise report, we just want to be able to cheer them on and celebrate with them and just enjoy those victories as well, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all these things in your name. Amen. So thinking about what we're going to talk about today, and ran across an interesting thought from a friend of mine on Facebook the other night. And if this friend is listening, they're going to know what I'm talking about. But anyway, they had gone on a date with their spouse, and they had talked about the fact that so many times when we as couples go on dates, or even beyond that, when we as whoever goes out with whoever, maybe it's a friendship, maybe you're going out to coffee with a friend of yours, or you're meeting together with somebody within your social realm, and a lot of the same topics will come up. You'll talk about work, you'll talk about kids, you'll talk about those things that are the day-to-day, the everyday. And there's nothing wrong with that to a certain extent, but this person brought up the fact that, okay, they're on a date with their spouse, let's unplug from the kids, let's unplug from the jobs, let's unplug and really concentrate on each other. And with Valentine's Day coming up, I thought that was really appropriate. Now, those of you who are single, don't tune out on us, because this can be applied to friendships. It can be applied to acquaintances. It can be applied to your social realm, wherever you're at. Doesn't matter where you're at in life as far as relationships. This can apply to everyone, because I think it's important that we unplug, that we really take time to focus on each other. And so this person has suggested that they ask questions like what you would maybe when you're first dating, those fun questions of like, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be? Or, what's your favorite, food, and how do you prepare it? And digging in deeper and having some deeper conversations. And, sometimes those conversations, when you start that way, you can even have some redeeming conversations. Sometimes you're out with somebody who, maybe they have a difference of opinions. And we've talked about that yesterday a little bit. But having a difference of opinions could even relate to where you're at in your walk with Christ. You may have some friends that aren't walking with Christ yet, but dig deeper and really start to have some of those conversations going. So anyway, in thinking about that, I was looking around and I came across this article in Relevant Magazine, and it says what the Bible says about actually enjoying your weekend. 12 verses that tell us how to play, refresh, and Sabbath. And this was written a couple of years ago by Nancy Sleeth. So if you guys are familiar with Relevant Magazine, she's one of their main writers, and or at least she was at the time, and so you might be familiar with that. So this is coming in context from her. It says, I love my work. Like many Americans, I pride myself on a strong work ethic, but sometimes I feel like I'm working all the time. Instantaneous communications, nonstop connectivity, and the option of working from home are all great, but they can also make us feel like we are never fully working or fully resting. For many of us, TGIF has lost its savor. We take on second jobs to earn extra bucks, check emails throughout the weekend, and use Sunday afternoon to run errands or to catch up on work. A dozen years ago, my husband and I started a creation care ministry. It's allowed us to meet some of the most intelligent and loving people in the world. It's offered us ample opportunities to travel, and it's given us a platform to speak in both the churched and non-churched culture. And while working with my husband is one of the greatest joys of my life, it also has a dark side. We can easily find ourselves talking shop late into the night and on the weekends. And like all good things, work can become twisted. When we look for our identity in our jobs rather than in God, we can lose sight of the relationships that matter most. The Bible is filled with admonitions to the lazy. But what does it say to a culture that finds itself working 24/7? Does God want us to enjoy the weekends? We have only to open the scriptures to find out. Now, we're talking about weekends here, but we can apply this to like everyday life too. Because here's an observation that I've had. Now, a lot of people know me because of the fact that I work here at Yes FM. And so that sometimes is kind of the only way that they know me. And while I love my job here, I love what I do. I love you guys. I love doing this. I love bringing you the prayer closet and filling it for Tommy and doing all the things that I do here. There are times where I am approached in other settings, like say maybe church or say out in public or wherever, where, I mean, that's how people know me. And certainly I want to be approachable, but there's more to me than that. There's a lot of facets. And if we dig deeper, we're going to get those facets out. And not only for myself, I'm just using myself as an example. They say you talk about what you know, you write about what you know. But I think that applies to you guys too. Maybe you're out there and you're listening and you work in an office. And so people know you as office so-and-so. Or, you know, maybe you're out there and, you know, whatever profession it is that you're doing, that's how people know you. But there's more to you than just your profession. You know, your identity lies more than just your profession or what you do. So we need to go to the scriptures. What does it have to say? So everything created by God is good. Everything was created by God. It's good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is to be received with thanksgiving, for it was made holy by the word of God in prayer. And 1 Timothy 4:4-5 talks specifically about that. So there's one scripture. God does not want us to work 24/7. And this is a hard one, especially because in my position, I'm kind of always on. If something's going on with the station, I'm kind of always on. And I imagine there are a lot of you out there who are in the same position with your type of work, your line of work, whatever you do, that you're kind of on. But the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. Even to eat. There have been days like that. I'm sure you guys have skipped lunches. I know I have. At Mark 6:30-31 talks about that. God invented the weekend. The creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation, so he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation. Genesis 2:1-3. Rest every week. This is another difficult one. God's promise of entering his rest still stands, so we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to experience it. For this is good news, that God has prepared this his rest. He has been announced to us just as it was to them. Hebrews 4:1. Everyone deserves some downtime. And this is especially important, that downtime. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is Sabbath day of rest, dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them, but on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Exodus 20:8-11. All right, you need to unplug, you guys. You have to have some downtime, and you have to have that Sabbath, that one day where you're resting, that one day where you're getting recharged, that one day where you're getting poured back into. All right, eat, drink, and be merry. Let me preface this. This is not an excuse to go out and do things that you shouldn't be doing or do unwise things, but there is a time to sup with people, to break bread with people. There is a time to have fun. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. They also should eat, drink, and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. Ecclesiastes 3:12-13. So there's a time to work and there's a time to take pleasure from the toil, you guys. Obviously, you're wanting to go to the Bible for that aspect of it too, but there is a place for that. All right. This says, get the party started. Again, let me preface. You're not wanting to do anything that would go against what the Bible has to say. But in the same context, you guys, there is a time to celebrate. There is a time to have fun. On the day of your gladness also, and at your appointed feast, and at the beginnings of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a reminder of you before your God. I'm the Lord your God. That's Numbers 10:10. So this is talking more like in the temple and when they were doing the sacrifices and stuff. But, you know, God sees us, and he sees us us, you know, doing the things that we should be doing, but he also wants us to be celebrating that, not to focus on ourselves, but to be a reminder to him. So there is that balance there. Let me caution you on that. There is that balance, but it's there. Share the joy. Eat the fat and drink sweet wine and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. So in other words, share in the joy. You know, be hospitable. Give to others. You know, share your wealth, if you will, and share that with them so that they too can be merry. Because there may be times where you find yourself where you're in a good spot, but somebody else isn't in a good spot, maybe mentally or emotionally, maybe financially, whatever. But when you can come alongside them and encourage them in whatever way, shape, or form it is that is pleasing to God, that is God honoring, sharing that joy, that wealth, that spark starts to draw into them to be that catalyst. Refresh yourself in the great outdoors. Some of you are like, you're outside and you're kind of like the giraffe in Madagascar. I'm a nature, get it off me. But you know what? The great outdoors, I tell you what, from personal experience, and I can tell you other people who are kind of like-minded would probably tell you the same thing. Being outdoors, unplugging from everything else and just being with what God has made sometimes makes all the difference. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Psalm 23:2-3. Here's an important one. Don't fill your mind with garbage. Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. If there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. We're not saying, you know, that you can need to completely like get rid of, say, Netflix or, you know, your cell phone or whatever. But there needs to be that balance. And what are you allowing to come into you? You need to be discerning about that and wise about that. And if you don't know how, ask God for wisdom on that and that balance. Because garbage in, garbage out, as trite as it sounds, you guys, it is certainly true. Whatever you're feeding yourself, whatever is in your mind is going to be then personified in your actions. So take note of that. It's cool to cool your jets. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. And that verse is all over the place here at Yes FM, because there are times we just need to be still. And I think that's important for all of us, to just be still. In the ancient Greek, the version is have leisure and know that I am God. So there is a time for leisure. There's a time to be still and to be hearing from God too in that leisure. Here's an important one. And that is one that a lot of us here need to take to heart too. We're all guilty, y'all. We're all in this together. You don't need to do it all yourself. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. That's Matthew 11:28-30. A real important one. See, weekends have a purpose. And not only the weekends, let's go beyond unplugging anytime. Maybe you have a job where you have to work on the weekend. So you take a weekday, whatever it is. There's that day, that time frame. They let us step back and appreciate the goodness of honest labor. They help us value every day on earth as an undeserved gift. And they put our toil into perspective, reminding us it's God who keeps the world spinning and not us. Yes, hard work. Yes, steward your time wisely. And then every Friday afternoon, or whenever it is that you have your weekend, shout with joy. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Psalm 118:24. Something that the great oracle Dr. Seuss said. Look at me now. It's fun to have fun, but you have to know how. Have fun, you guys. There is that balance there. Take a Sabbath, take a rest, unplug, get away from the work, the kids, the everyday thing. Take time for yourselves. Take time for your spouses. Get to know them. Take time for your friends, even your acquaintances. Dig deeper. Get to know them. Ask the really crazy and hard and fun questions. The weekend is good, or your weekend or your Sabbath is good. It's something to remember as we go throughout our day today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that we can have that weekend or that Sabbath or that time to unplug, to unwind, to not have to think about work and kids and school if we're a bit younger, or just responsibilities in general, wherever we're at in life, Lord. We don't want to disclude anybody, but we thank you for the fact that we can be still and know you, that we can have fun, that we can unplug, that we can be poured back into, so that we can be effective, Lord. I just pray that over each and every one of us. I pray that as we go into the season of Valentine's too, because there's going to be a lot of people who are trying to connect, but can they really connect, Lord? And that's what we're asking for. Lord, we thank you for all these things. In your name, amen. If you have a prayer request or praise report, let's hear it, you guys. It's a safe place. You don't have to worry about us reading your name on the air. It's completely anonymous. 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. Or you can email us, prayer@yeshome.com. That's prayer@yeshome.com. And we do have some prayer requests coming in. Someone is asking for prayer for their daughter. Just joined the Air Force and is at boot camp. Just praying for protection, strength, and endurance, and that she will have the mind of Christ while she's going through this process. And so, Lord, we just thank you so much that we have these young men and young women out there willing to stand up, willing to go into service, to serve and protect. What a great honor. What a great privilege. How noble, Lord. And so we just pray over this young lady right now. She's going through boot camp for the Air Force. We pray for protection for her. We pray for wisdom for her. We pray for endurance, as it's not an easy task, Lord. And we just pray that she would keep her focus on you as she's going through that, Lord. That she would be that light to those that she's surrounded by, Lord. That she would just find favor, Lord. We thank you for all these things in your name. Amen. Asking for prayer for someone who is having waterline issues at his home. Just giving the workers wisdom to find the problem and that there won't be any financial burden on the homeowner. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the fact that you are God who is our provider, our Jehovah Jireh. And so we're asking for provision right now. Number one, you would just provide the wisdom for these workers to figure out what's going on with the water line, to be able to locate it and to be able to fix it quickly, Lord. We pray that financial burden would not be on this homeowner, but that you would make a way no matter how that is, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for the breakthroughs that are already happening in your name. Amen. Also, prayer for an individual who's been in the hospital recently, just found out that they have type 2 diabetes. And so they're embarking upon that journey and getting the right treatment. So, Lord Jesus, we just lift up this individual. We just pray right now that you would just be with them as they are going through this journey and figuring out the right treatment, Lord. But I just pray a step further, Lord. They didn't ask for this, but I pray a step further that there would be healing through this, that there would be just some things that happen in the body, some good choices that are made as far as what they're eating and their lifestyle and their habits and everything, Lord, that they would just continue to make the right decisions, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this individual, and I just pray that you continue to be with them as they're working through this, Lord, that they continue to have their focus on you, and they certainly have the right kind of attitude facing this, Lord, and we just pray that you continue to help this individual through that as they continue on their journey. And then lastly, prayer for marriage, and prayer that there would be more communication, that there would be deeper communication like we had just been talking about. And then also prayer for this individual's health as well. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can unplug, that we can dig deeper, that we can get to know even our spouses, even if we've been married for years, Lord, that there's always something new and always something interesting. They're like, oh, I didn't know that. And to keep things interesting, Lord. But then also, too, to dig deeper, to really know those things that, you know, might be an issue and that they can work through that, Lord. So I just pray over this marriage right now. And I pray for this individual and their health. As health sometimes when you're not feeling well and then trying to be able to tackle things that happen in a marriage sometimes skews your view, sometimes makes it more difficult, Lord. So I just pray over this individual right now that you would just be with them and just be an encouragement to them no matter what's going on with their health, no matter what's going on with their marriage, and that their focus could remain on you, Lord. Lord, in all these things, we thank you. In your name, Amen. This is the Prayer Closet. Again, if you have a prayer request or a praise report and you're not able to get to computer right now or phone right now, know that you can get those in anytime throughout the day. You can call our office until 4 o'clock this afternoon at 419-389-0893, or you can email prayer@yeshome.com anytime. That's prayer@yeshome.com. This is the Prayer Closet on ESFM.